When it comes to the whole situation with Andy Cohen, and the allegations made by Leah McSweeney, first of all, I just wanted to say the whole thing about the blow. Listen, in corporate America, a lot of people do blow. Do I know Andy personally? No, I do not. But I know that people do these types of things, in corporate America, in offices, the higher up you go, people feel more comfortable sometimes doing it in front of you if they know that you're doing it too. Now, I'm not saying that that's the case for Andy Cohen. However, he's a big boy. He can do whatever he wants. I'm not saying that this is something that he does or does not do. I'm not saying that this is something that I support or does not support. I just think that when it comes to his personal life, he can do whatever he wants. Of course, it would be a problem if Andy was to do blow with the housewives or any of the Bravo celebrities, because at the end of the day, he is a person of authority when it comes to the network. So I don't think it would be very smart for him to do something like that. That being said, before Leah McSweeney said this, there were allegations from years ago that Andy was doing blow by Kathy Griffin. And of course, a lot of people do not like Kathy. A lot of people find her very unsavory. At some point in time, a lot of people did like her. And then now people are just, it seems like they really, really, truly dislike her. So, at the end of the day, whether they like Kathy or not, it does not negate the fact that a long time ago, Kathy came out and said that Andy was offering her to do blow with her backstage. That's what she said. And that was, something that Andy was doing back then when he was not really, I don't like to say that he was a nobody, but he was not at the level that he is at right now, right? So, anyways, when it comes to that, I think that that's Andy's personal life. He can do blow if he wants to, and he, if he chooses not to do it, that's fine. For my part, I think that he's a big boy, but I do see a big problem if Andy is doing this at parties with the housewives or the Bravo celebrities. And that only comes from the fact that, he is in a position of authority. And you never know, some people might find it offensive or difficult or hard to say no to the big boss, right? So another thing is that I wanted to play for you guys, and we're gonna move on from that subject because I don't really have an opinion when it comes to that. I understand that a lot of people love Andy Cohen. I happen to love Andy Cohen as well as a host. I think he is the face of Bravo. I think he's very energetic. I think he's done a lot for the show. But just because I like Andy Cohen does not mean that sometimes Andy Cohen does not do little things that kind of get under my skin. And we're gonna get into that, guys, but I just wanna finish and wrap up about what I was just talking about. So, I don't know if you guys caught Lisa Vanderpump a few weeks ago. Someone from TMZ was asking her some questions about Andy. And instead of me paraphrasing what Lisa responded, I'm gonna play the recording for you guys. So she said this.
What do you think about Leah McSweeney's allegations against Andy Cohen, basically saying that he did coke with housewives and then sort of in return almost they got favorable edit and they got, it was just a better thing to do?
Nobody gets a good edit on that show, that's for a fact. And Andy doing coke, I know, because I've partied with him hundreds of times in my business, in my house, in New York. I've never seen anything like that.
You've never seen him do it?
I would categorically say no, he wouldn't do that. I know for a fact, in fact, I know for a fact he wouldn't do that, so.
So she's, yeah. You think she's just fabricating it?
Anybody can say anything, can't they?
But for what reason?
I don't know, why don't you ask her? That's a good question.
Well, she was in front of me. I'm asking you though, she's saying all of these, pretty big allegations, and I wonder why.
That's exactly what they are, allegations. Nothing concrete, I think it's bullshit. As I say, I know Andy Cohen very well. He does his edible or whatever he does.
Right.
No, he never does that stuff.
Right, okay.
I've seen others do it, but not him.
Not him?
Sure.
Who else you seen do it?
I'm not telling you that. And not me.
Right, right. She also said that she felt pressured to drink.
Who?
And Leah. And then when she didn't, she thinks that she sort of suffered the consequences.
I've been on that show and
let you drink if you want to drink. Who's pressuring you? I don't get that. You're responsible for your own actions.
She thinks producers like coerced cast to get her to try to drink, and it's a better show if everyone drinks. I think we can agree to that.
Not necessarily. You've seen me act like an absolute idiot, and I'm always sober. How about that?
Well, you're one in a million, you know? What do you make about Rachel, Raquel, whatever? What do you make about her lawsuit against Tom and Rihanna and Ariana for revenge porn, like recording revenge porn and sharing it?
That's ridiculous. I think if you don't want to have somebody share your porn, then don't send it to your best friend's boyfriend, right?
No? Well, it was a FaceTime that she didn't know was being recorded.
Oh,
and then
okay.
Tom recorded it against her, like,
well,
she didn't know.
I have to go.
And then he shared it, and Ariana found it and shared it with the castmates.
Well, she didn't share it with me.
Right.
Why did she leave me out? I don't get it.
Would you say at the very least that's inappropriate behavior?
It's all inappropriate.
Okay, so I thought that was very interesting, that statement from a few weeks ago. And it makes sense. I think it makes sense for Bravo celebrities and housewives or current housewives or past housewives to vouch for Andy Cohen and say, you know what, he's a great guy. I've never seen him do that. I think it's a witch hunt. I think people just have, you know, it hard for him and all of that. It makes sense for people that work with you and have a good relationship with you to vouch for you, right? But there's a few things. If you listen to the actual recording that Lisa, you know, the actual interview that Lisa had a few weeks ago, it's interesting to see the contrast between what she said a few weeks ago to that TMZ guy and what Lisa had to say like more than 9 years ago when she came on Watch What Happens Live. And it was one of those segments where Andy was sitting in the hot chair and Lisa Vanderpump was the one asking Andy questions, right? So I'm just going to get back into it. I want to play the recording for you guys right now in case you have not seen it, because it's more than 9 years ago. And or if you did, maybe you need a refresher, but let's listen to what Lisa had to say.
There you like.
No, okay. Well,
you can ask me anything you want, as I said.
Okay, when was the last time you had sex?
Oh, my God.
With a woman?
Oh, never.
Never. Never? Yeah. You've never had sex with a woman?
Never full Monty.
No,
I'm a gold
never.
Star gay.
Are you serious? No.
Yes.
I mean, fooling around?
Fooling around.
Well, how do you know you don't like it?
Well, because I like dudes so much more.
Yeah, but you don't know if you haven't tried. Not that I'm offering, I'm just saying.
Thank you. Well, I was wondering. I was getting kind of awkward in here. No, but I thought maybe it would be fun if I was maybe in a throuple with a man and a woman.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll get Ken over here. See if we can... Okay, what do you think would be the best and worst thing about having me as a boss?
Having you as a boss? I think you'd be a very good boss. I can't think of anything bad.
Do you want a job at Sir?
You know...
It
I wonder who I would sleep with if I had a job at
Sir. Oh, let me tell
because,
you.
Because, by the way, I think all those guys are a cocktail away from doing it with a guy. I mean...
Oh, yeah. How do you know they haven't? Did you ask
them? Oh, no, I'm sure. Oh, no, by the way, I'm not going to go into specifics, but I think there's someone that I think has definitely done it with a guy.
Come
and
on,
I have
well,
a feeling,
who do you think has done it with a guy? That's my next question.
I think... I feel like Jax has... I feel like Jax has done it with a guy.
Right.
I do
as well. I feel like Jack, though, has pretty much done it with everybody.
I think so, too. I'm starting to feel bad that I haven't done it with Jax. But also, I feel like I would just like a nice long cuddle with Tom Sandoval.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Right.
I just want to hold him.
If you did it with Jax, you'd end up tattooed on his body, and I don't think
that would be hilarious.
Okay. So, I was going to ask you, what's your current opinion of Jax? Would you keep on stop? I think we've done that.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, you had to choose one of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It says excluding me, but I'm saying including me, to shag. Who would it be and why? I'm really good.
Oh, my God.
And well, I would let Waka watch. I'm just saying, if I can help you out with this decision at all.
Let's See, I've made out with Lisa Rinna already.
You have?
Show. Yeah, on this
you
show.
You made out. Okay, good. Okay. What was going... Okay, who's more your type than Jax or Tom Sandoval?
Well...
Jax's body.
I love Jax's body. I think Jax is quite amusing. I'm going to say Sandoval. He's from St. Louis. He's so pretty. I mean,
he's so pretty. Really? Yes. Okay, what about Schwartzy? I like Schwartzy.
I like all the guys.
Yeah, but he does shake a bit. Can you imagine actually doing... Have you seen all that shaking all the time? I don't know about that. That put me off. Name's ironing. Sir, have you ever seen one of my employees do something naughty?
No.
Have you ever done anything naughty with anybody that works for me?
Or no.
Misbehave badly at any of my establishments?
No, I have not.
Shadow Lounge?
Oh, yes.
I have. Yes, you have.
Shadow Lounge.
Okay, now would you...
Do you still own the Shadow Lounge?
No, I sold it, but I do know something.
You don't know a thing.
Yes,
I do. You know who I was then.
Yes, I do. We have a mutual friend.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. That too, I'm sure.
No, I never had sex with Cedric.
I don't even think
I've met Cedric, as a matter of fact. No.
Okay, but the Shadow Lounge, you've got lots of naughty stuff there.
Yes. Okay.
See?
Are we good?
Perfect. I got it all.
Okay.
I got the cue.
Thanks, Lisa.
Okay, so I think it was very interesting to share the two recordings side by side and to highlight the contrast in what Lisa had to say from a few weeks ago to 10 years ago almost, right? So I guess the question is, what was Andy doing back then? Because again, she does not mention anything that has to do with Blow, nor do I care. But she does say that Andy was being a bad boy. And that he was, she definitely suggested that he was acting inappropriately at a bar that Lisa used to own, I think. I'm not sure if she used to own it, but anyways, a place called Shadow Lounge. So I guess if people want to find out if what Andy was into back then, back in those days, people would need to know what happened at Shadow Lounge, right? So, so I just thought that was very interesting. And, another thing that I have to say in that little clip that we just listened to, Andy said that he made out with Lisa Rinna. And that was a long, long time ago. He says this in this clip. He's already made out with Lisa Rinna, which in my opinion is inappropriate because Andy is in a position of authority over Lisa Rinna. And for those of you who do not know this, he did not say this in that clip, but I will play it for you guys.
Talking about this, have you ever hooked up with a Watch What Happens Live guest?
I haven't. I've hooked up with, now we've been on 14 years.
Yeah.
I've hooked up with a bartender or two.
But not somebody, you didn't fish off the company pond.
No. And I've never hooked up with a Bravo celebrity.
Hold on.
Yeah.
So is Tamara not considered a Bravo celebrity?
Have we hooked up?
We didn't hook up.
We've never hooked up.
What about
up.
On New Year's Eve?
We made out.
No.
I mean,
oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, I mean, is that hooking? I call hooking up.
Boning.
Dicks out.
Yeah, guys. Dicks out.
Hooking up is making out to juice tongue.
A little bit. By the way, you know what's so funny? And I know we're going to get to it. But I did, what did I say? So I sent Tamara a copy of the book. And I said, I think there's going to be some...
Yeah, notice you said Tamara only.
I did. Well, because she's in it the most.
Yes.
And I was like, there's going to be things in here that you're going to have comments on.
Yes.
So I wanted to get... And so...
You notice I didn't bring Eddie with me today.
Right. Oh, my God.
I mean,
anyway,
you can cut the chemistry with it.
I said... What was the line that I said in the book, Tamara?
About...
I said... Some over the years there have been sexual chemistry with some housewives, and I would say, and Tamara is
one of them.
Yes, and so I've been thinking about that because
who's the other ones?
Well, I mean that's just
sensitive.
Kind of, yeah,
not worth talking about.
I'm not going to start naming housewives that I've. But then I was thinking about, why have I? Well, no, I did name you.
Yeah, why?
But then,
seen your tits the most.
Not only have I seen your tits, and now you're reminding me that we've made out. I've never made out with any other housewife. I mean, it's kind of hysterical. We've known each other a long time.
But the worst part
is that you. It went right off of I've never made out with a Bravo celebrity to one right.
Well, no,
here,
I said I've never hooked up. I just our definition of hooking up.
I don't
is
think.
I feel like Andy definitely rides that line or, you know, that fence a lot. And at this point, I'm not saying that he is guilty and I'm not saying that he is innocent. But over the course of, I don't know, like what, 15 years for sure, Andy has done or said things on the show or outside of the show that I felt a little uncomfortable with myself as a woman. And I said to myself that if it was a straight man doing these things, he would have been canceled a long time ago. So I know a lot of people don't want to hear this because people love Andy. And apparently when you love someone, you can't not speak the truth anymore. This is not what I choose to do. I love Andy as a character on Bravo, as the host of Bravo or the head of Bravo, whatever you want to call it. But I do dislike his behavior at times. Speaking of behavior, another thing that I don't really like is what, you know, I think Andy is very good as a host, and he has sustained a lot of reunions over the past, 15, 16 years, maybe more. But you know what he did to Dorit, and he did it several times too, at the reunion, you know, the whole yawning thing and him just like suggesting pretty bluntly that Dorit is a bore. I'm surprised that Dorit has not like really snapped at Andy when it comes to this, but I don't find it amusing. I find it quite rude. Okay, maybe the first time it was a little bit funny, but the fact that he continues to do this every single year, I find that disrespectful. You know, it's probably not easy already to get out there and come, and you know that you're going to have a ponderosa at the reunion, that people are going to come for you. You're going to have to come for people. You're going to have to argue. So I don't think it's fair and respectful of Andy to immerse himself into the drama like that. I think he should just keep it to asking the housewives the questions, the hard questions, and he doesn't need to do all of these theatrics. That's just my opinion. I know a lot of people do not like Dorit because they feel like Dorit is this and that and the other. I have talked about this extensively. I do not think that Dorit is any of these things. Any of these things. I think that Dorit is great TV. I think she has given us great TV. And it's very possible that Garcelle does not like Dorit, or Dorit does not like Garcelle. And not necessarily for the reasons that Garcelle is saying. You know, it's sometimes people just don't like each other, and it has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that, you know, one person looks like this and the person looks like that, right? But anyways, we talked about this a long time ago already, so we're not gonna go down that rabbit hole. But you know, Andy, just be respectful, just be the host, just ask the tough questions, and don't try to become a housewives at the reunion. It's not your moment. It's about them, you know, show them respect, regardless of how you feel or about them or who's your favorite and who's not. For the remainder of this episode, you will have to head over to my audio blog at housewivesrelatable.substack.com. Alternatively, you can reach me at relatable_Stella on Instagram, and everywhere else, I am housewivesrelatable on Twitter and on YouTube. Thank you so much for joining the community. Thank you for supporting my blog. I appreciate all of your tips and donations. And as always, be a fan and not fanatical. Ciao!